All right, let's get you some winners. We are up $296 on the old lunchtime parlay. It is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of WEEI. Hold on 1 second, please. Oh, he's got the chain. Wow, how did you hide that?
Shame.
Oh,
shame.
Yeah, shame. Where is it? Hold on. Let's make sure you got it.
There you go, here. There you go, Anthony Davis. How's that? There it is right there. Could you see that middle? Oh, you could see it on Twitch. Sorry about that. Yeah, I got the anchor chain because freaking Jamal Murray hits the shot, doesn't go to overtime. And I think Anthony Davis had like two assists in the first half for you. And I'm thinking, oh, this will hit. This is great. And I didn't look at the rest of them to see that they came in. So the Blue Jays won by more than a run and a half. Dylan Cease went over 7.5 strikeouts. And Bede got over 29.5, although he looks like he's about to fall apart.
He may not make it.
He may not make it. That was rough. But he got over the 29.5, and I had Anthony Davis over 2.5 assists. Ended up with
close.
Two. God damn. Anyway, that would have been another win that would have pushed us into the hundreds of dollars of profitability.
That's a big number, too.
Yeah,
big winning number.
Yep, very much so.
Well, today's isn't bad either.
Well, no, today is pretty good, and we're back up on that horse once again. I know this number slid down a little bit from 226.5 to 224.5, but I'm going to go with the Bucks and the Pacers under the 224.5. I know there's a lot of question as to exactly what are the Bucks right now. I know Tyrese Halliburton didn't play great last time out. So anyway, I'm just going Bucks Pacers under 224.5. Last night, I think both NBA games went under. The unders have been hitting a lot so far in the playoffs, I do believe. But anyway, I'm going under Bucks Pacers. Billy, what do you have, Fred?
All right, we're going baseball. The Mets are in San Francisco to play the Giants. So I'm taking the Mets and Luis Severino on the money line against the Giants.
Ooh, complete with Stickum slathered all over his neck. Yeah, that'd be great. Chicken Nick, what do you got?
Also going baseball with my World Series pick again, the Orioles. Grayson Rodriguez is on the mound for the Orioles tonight. And Griffin Canning for the Angels. Griffin Canning.
Who?
Terrible. 0-3 with an 8 ERA. The Sox got to him twice. That's how bad he is.
That's not the guy who helps us with engineering when we're on
a
remote.
That's different, Griff.
Oh, okay.
But Grayson Rodriguez, every time he's pitched, the Orioles have covered the run line. So give me the Orioles on the run line tonight against the Angels.
I'll tell you what, Chicken Nick has done very well for himself. And I'm noticing a theme.
A winning theme?
No.
I just rotate between the same four things.
Bingo. Yeah, it's either the hockey game du jour with maybe the Red Wings mixed in, or you are doing the anti-Fourier.
Yes.
Fourier would pick the Pistons and pick on them. You're going the other
the
way.
Favorite.
You're going with an actual good team.
Yes.
And you're going with them in the Orioles, and you have a bunch. And it's worked. And
listen,
now, finally.
It works for him. That's all that matters.
Oh, and now, flip-flopping.
flip-flopping
Fourier.
No. Real easy. The last time Tanner Houck played against the Guardians, had an unbelievable game. He had 9 strikeouts. Had the, everybody's calling the, played a complete game, and it was really, really quick. So, again, here he is getting to start again against the Guardians. So I'm going to take the over at 4.5 strikeouts. So he had 9 last time. I just wonder, like, even if they kind of self-correct, okay, it's still, you can't give me 5? Give me 5 strikeouts last time he had 9. You can give me 5, can't you?
Tanner Houck over 4.5 strikeouts. The Orioles on the run line, laying the 1.5 against the Angels. The Mets on the money line, and then the Bucks and the Pacers under 224.5. Your $10, ladies and gentlemen, will win you $157.54, and hopefully we'll be able to get this list of picks up on social media. Gresh Fourier, WEEI on Twitter or X. Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A and D in between our last names when you're getting us on Instagram.